You're with Stateside. I'm April Baer. As we heard earlier in the hour, Michigan's COVID case count has increased in ways that are deeply concerning to some public health officials. At the same time, the availability of COVID vaccine doses is also undergoing a spike. Adam London is health officer for Kent County, where Grand Rapids is located, and he joins us now. Adam, welcome back to Stateside.
Thanks, April. Glad to be here.
The official number I see from yesterday's vaccination efforts is 12,534. That's impressive.
It is. We're really proud of that. This is the work of a tremendous collaboration between Kent County, Spectrum Health, Mercy Health. We've had volunteers. We've had airmen and women and troops from the Michigan National Guard helping in this effort. It has really been a team effort. And we're feeling very good about our ability to move a lot of people in a very low-risk way through this enormous space and to move a lot of vaccine quickly. And that's what we need right now, considering where we stand with the numbers, both of new cases and of increasing vaccine availability.
Where does that number, 12,000 in one day, where does that put you in terms of the national landscape of mass vaccination locations?
That's a great question. You know, we know that we can actually move closer to 20,000 or more through this site. Now, we have seen estimates from other large vaccines in the country at Dodger Stadium and Yankee Stadium and other venues that are right in that same ballpark as well. Many of those sites are built on the drive-through structure, which actually we think is far less efficient for moving people quickly and also provides some safety concerns when you have people who just received a vaccine behind the wheel of a vehicle. So we think this is a safer approach, and we also think that it's a more efficient approach in moving people safely and getting those large numbers.
Adam, you mentioned the number of partners that it took to make this happen at the DeVos Center. That's a lot of coordination. How sustainable do you think this is over the months of the spring, maybe into the summer?
Yeah, so I'm very thankful that we started early. We opened this site in the last week of January, and that was only after many weeks of planning with these partners. And you're right, it's been a lot of work, a lot of coordination. In those early days, it was a struggle for us just to do 2,000 or 3,000 persons per day. And now we're 12,000 and can do more than that. We are at a spot now where we're envisioning, based on the vaccine projections that we're hearing, of doing the lion's share of our work over the course of the next 3 months. And we really expect that by June 30th, we'll be out of this massive clinic at DeVos Place and hopefully phasing into what I call phase forever, which is turning vaccine over to pharmacies, provider offices, local health departments, so that's available in the same way that the flu shot and other vaccines are readily available.
Mm-hmm. Does the planning for that stage, do you think you'll have to get to that 20,000 capacity mark? I mean, do you need to get a little bit bigger in order to stay on track?
I don't think so. I think with where we're at now, we're on pace for those numbers to get to herd immunity. Right now, we have a little over 30% of Kent County residents having received at least one dose of vaccine, and 20% are fully vaccinated. And that's been accomplished through the course of the past 2 months with a very scarce vaccine supply. Again, we were averaging 2,000 or 3,000 appointments a day for much of that time. And now we're at a point where we're seeing, 10,000, 12,000 appointments a day. We believe that we can achieve herd immunity through the pace that we're on. We want to see more, of course, and it would help us greatly if we had more of the single dose vaccines like Johnson & Johnson, which reduces the amount of work on our part by half.
The tipping point that you mentioned in June that you're trying to plan for, is that a point at which you would anticipate supply might actually exceed demand in the state?
I believe so. Yeah, I think that we have heard, and our studies have shown that about 60 to 70% of the population is willing to get the vaccine right now. They're ready. They're confident. It's safe. It's effective. And we believe that we can certainly get to that population in the next couple of months. At that point, we know that we've got about 10 to 15% of the population that just is opposed, almost dogmatically opposed to vaccine. And they're probably not going to be persuaded, regardless of how safe and effective it is. And so we've got about 20 to 25% of the population that is our target right now. They're the fence sitters. They're the ones that they're open-minded to the vaccine, but they need to see and they need to hear about the experiences of others. And that's why it's so important for us right now to have diverse voices speaking to the community, talking about their positive experience with the vaccine, and talking about this reality that what we're seeing is it is safe, it is effective. That population that has received the most vaccine, the 65 and older group, we're seeing that group as the only group right now that is seeing their COVID cases flatten and decline. All other groups, which have received far less vaccine to this point, are seeing pretty dramatic case increases at this moment. But that group that has the most vaccine, it strongly correlates to lower case numbers. And that's the story that we need, those hesitant vaccine-minded people to hear that. And we really need them to join us if we're going to get to herd immunity. And we're going to get to these numbers by the end of June.
What's going on right now in Kent County with respect to new COVID infection rates?
Yeah, so we have seen our positivity rate increase from about 4% several weeks ago, upwards of about 10% as of yesterday. That's pretty concerning for us. We had new cases of about 67 to 70 per day a month ago to over 200 per day now. Our hospitalizations have increased, where we were at about 30 or 40 hospitalized individuals in Kent County to about 70 hospitalized persons, including 10 in ICU. And we are also seeing that this is starting to affect some younger persons in more severe ways. We have, I think, 4 or 5 children at the Children's Hospital. We're hearing from physicians that they're seeing that some of these people in their 20s and 30s have very low oxygen saturation and are more serious than some of the cases that were observed prior to this. So with all the variants out there, we are concerned about that. We do think that this is dangerous for all age groups. This is severe across our population. All people who aren't vaccinated should consider themselves vulnerable and need to take this seriously.
All the good news about vaccination, I feel like it's gotten a lot of us feeling almost giddy. But at the same time, this spike is happening in infections. Would you be in favor of the state tightening up some restrictions again?
Well, what I'm most in favor of, April, is the people of the community embracing the things that we already know are effective at slowing the spread of this. I hope that we don't have to get to a spot where there are further restrictions, because we're also gravely concerned about the public health impacts that have happened through damage to the economy, mental health, and all these other effects. And we think that there's going to be a crater from COVID-19 that we're dealing with in public health for years to come. And so I hope that we can see our economy come back to health and to be improved. At the same time that we're seeing people embrace those smart things, the wearing of facial coverings, avoiding those social gatherings, hand hygiene, and getting vaccinated as soon as possible. If we do those things, I do believe that we can continue to see businesses and different event types reopen. I think the weather is trending in our favor. We've seen this before as well. So I think we're on a positive path. We just, we need people to adhere to that discipline for a little while longer. I'm seeing the same thing that you're referencing, and that it seems as though there is this, of course, this sense of exhaustion with COVID and fatigue with COVID, but also the sense that the vaccine's here, we've got this solved, it's not a problem any longer. And I can tell you, the hospitals know it's a problem with the cases that we're seeing, and our epidemiologists and case investigators, they are really overwhelmed with a lot of work right now.
Adam, what's the situation in Kent County schools right now? Have there been many outbreaks traced back to schools or school activities?
There have been. Yeah, and we've seen an increase of that here lately, especially with some school sports and different events. One thing that we are concerned about is we're hearing more and more of young people in particular having COVID parties, And, you know, they're concerned about trying to get through a sports season or having an event. And they are incorrectly thinking that if they, if they're all exposed to it and all get it now, kind of like the chicken pox parties of decades bygone, that that they can, you know, remove that as a concern. And that is just really unwise thinking. This is not the type of virus that we should be treating so flippantly.
Adam London is health officer for Kent County. Adam, thanks for talking to us.
Thank you, April. Have a great day.
If you were to look at a heat map of COVID infections in Michigan right now, West Michigan is definitely pulsing. St. Clair County is glowing red, and it's radiating up into the thumb. Over the last 2 weeks, average test positivity rate in the area has risen to nearly double the statewide average, and the county's hospitalization rate is at the moment the highest in the state. With us to shed light on what's happening is Dr. Annette Mercatant, medical health officer for the St. Clair County Health Department. Dr. Mercatant, welcome to Stateside.
Hi, April.
Will you tell us, when did you start to realize that something was going on in case rates?
Well, a couple weeks ago, we were watching the school rates very closely. We had a lot of outbreaks in sports teams and a lot of difficulty actually tracing these individuals. Many of them were not reporting. They weren't quarantining. So we were working very closely with our school systems. And it was the school systems that started telling us that they were then noticing a transition from student athletes to students within the building, the academic students. And quite honestly, it was their astute observations that really helped us kind of facilitate the pauses. But by then, we were accelerating. The thing I think is of note is that a lot of people aren't testing and really weren't doing the things they were supposed to do. They wanted it to be over. And I think that really kind of pushed us into this red zone a little precipitously.
I'm sure that's true all over Michigan on both points. We know that the COVID B117 variant is more contagious. Do you have any way of knowing whether the new cases are because of that?
Well, I can tell you that we're getting reports from our state genetic sequencing facility every day. I believe today we were up to 31 confirmed cases in our little county. It certainly feels different to those of us who've been kind of walking this walk for the last year. The cases seem to really be accelerating at a rate that didn't seem the same back in November. And there's many of the cases that are connected that have the B117 variant confirmed. So is it the sole reason we're accelerating so high? I can't really say, but I do think it's a component.
Winter was really tough for a lot of people, and it's not hard to understand how patience is running short right now, and the weather is getting nicer. What are you advising to citizens in St. Clair County right now? How are you making the case to them that they do need to continue to curb their normal activities?
Yeah, they need to go back because, as we mentioned, people were feeling a little bit more free with doing things. Some of our restaurants are voluntarily going back to carry out only. We have put out a local press release that is encouraging people to work remotely whenever possible. So we're really encouraging people, unfortunately, to kind of go back to that, you know, find your pod, ideally find a pod that's been vaccinated, and really keep yourself away from large groups and multiple gatherings. And that's the message. We really don't have any new tools, right? We have, other than the additional vaccine, and we're really trying to focus on getting vaccine into as many arms as possible over the next week or two, really trying to expand our capacity.
I've heard some people suggest that right now it's just going to be so hard to get people to conform to public health recommendations that Michigan's in a place of just needing to race to get the vaccine to try to get as many people inoculated as possible. Do you think that that's accurate? Do you think we'll see rates continue to increase otherwise?
I think we need to use every tool in our toolbox. I don't think we can afford to disregard any of them. But I do agree that vaccinating as quickly as possible is probably our brightest hope. And I can also say that this spike has gotten people's attention, and it's possible that maybe when people see that COVID's not going away and that you can't just get over one side of a peak and pretend it's gone, everybody I know knows somebody who's got COVID right now. I think we're getting to that place where the disease is common enough and there's enough people who are ill enough to make people a little bit more concerned, which unfortunately, I hate to say we need people to be concerned, but we need people to be concerned. And I think that's happening organically.
Do you think the state's going to have to consider retightening restrictions?
Yeah, I do, to be honest with you. It depends on how many people get sick and hospitalized, but we really can't afford our hospitals to become overwhelmed. When you think about our healthcare system and how fragile it is to begin with and how many times now they've had to do this, a lot more people suffer when our hospital and our healthcare system is frayed. And I think when we look at that situation, we're not going to have any choice but to try and do more.
So much has changed for local health departments during the pandemic. And I know that getting involved in mass vaccination has been a different kind of lift. How is all this affecting your department's day-to-day work?
You know, public health workers, in my mind, are unsung heroes. I'm sure you've heard that. I have absolutely amazing staff, and I can't say enough about them. But with that said, we're all really tired. We're all really tired, and, you know, it's not like we can just go home at the end of the day. Emails keep coming in, calls keep coming in. Every time we have a problem, it's kind of we're it, right? You know, how many times do you reach out and try and talk to the health officer of a local health department, and now you're doing it all the time? It's challenging to keep our staff not feeling overwhelmed because their skills are the core. They're the infrastructure that we need to keep moving. We're trying. We're doing our best. We're trying to stagger schedules and be able to be flexible. But, you know, when you have to start setting up large clinics on the weekends and people have already put in long hours during the week, it becomes a real challenge. So we have to get creative at this point, and we're hoping that we can balance that work-rest component so everybody can survive.
Dr. Annette Mercatant is Medical Health Officer for St. Clair County's Health Department. Dr. Mercatant, thank you for talking with us, and thank you so much for the work that you and your staff are doing.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for the call.
And that's Stateside for today. Our show is produced by Aaron Allen, Mike Blank, April Van Buren, and by our director, Mercedes Mejia, with additional help from Catherine Nguyen, Nell Ovitt, and Olive Scott. Our executive producer is Laura Weber-Davis. Stateside's a production of Michigan Radio, a broadcast service of the University of Michigan. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you next time.